We're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to the second section, the fifth chapter. Gam kol habrachot hanemarot b'Torah u'davka b'ofen zeh. Also, all the blessings that are said in the Torah go in this vein. Kedita b'tanda b'Eliyahu, as it says in the Medrash Tanda b'Eliyahu, the end of the 26th chapter. It says in the Torah, uvah olecha kol habrachot eile v'yisigucha ki tishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha. All these blessings will come upon you. They will reach you as you listen to the voice of Hashem your God. When will all these blessings come upon you? If you listen to Hashem and go in His ways, those are the ways of heaven. So what are the ways of heaven? God is merciful. God has mercy even on the wicked. And God accepts their tshuva completely. And God gives food and sustenance to all of His creations. So too God expects us to be merciful one on another, to give one another parnasa, and have patience with one another, with kindness, with good. Notice, he's not talking about the kind people. He's talking about the wicked people. We should have patience for the wicked people as well. We often think he doesn't deserve it. Right? We're demanded, we're expected to be good and kind to people who don't deserve it. The Chafetz Chaim. And he's quoting the Tanit Be'eliyo. This is all a quote. The Medrash continues and says, Davar Acher, an alternate understanding. What does it mean that God says, I will give you the blessings when you go in my way? Mam d'chei shamayim. What are the ways of heaven? Shehu chanun v'noten matnat chinam. He is compassionate. He gives free gifts. Layodim oto ulesheinan yodin oto. To those that know Him and those that do not know Him. Kachatem tenu matnat chinam ze laze. So to you give free gifts to one another. It saddens me greatly when I see online people mocking their parents because they don't know Torah. A guy writes online, my father's a guy. I understand his mother's Jewish, he's Jewish, but his father isn't. Why does he have to publicize that? That's what he says. So someone asks him, what are you writing? He says, I don't owe him any respect. He's not my father. Or a guy who becomes a ger. What does that mean? We're supposed to go in God's ways. I'm not saying a person has to go and eat in their home. If they eat non-kosher, so he has a problem eating in their home. But you know, there's a big difference between not eating in their home and not treating them properly. We're expected to treat every person properly. One of the things Hashem wants of us to go in His footsteps is to care for people even if they don't know Him. There's no excuse for behaving improperly to people. I don't care if a person tells me, halachically, he's not my father. Fine. So he's not your father, halachically. He brought you up. He fed you. You don't treat him like an animal. You don't deride him, not publicly and not privately. We still owe hakarat hatov. And even if he were just an ordinary human being, let's say you're right, he's not Jewish. Let's say you're right, he's not your father. No problem. Halachically, he's not your father. But he's a human being. God wants of us to be compassionate to everyone. God wants of us to be decent to everyone. Davar acher, an alternate understanding, madarchei shamayim shehu rav chesed umateh klapei chesed. What are the ways of heaven? That He does much kindness and tilts towards kindness. Kachatem tiyu nosim panim ze laze, v'tiyu matin klapei tova. So too, you towards one another, treat one another favorably. When you have a way of being more positive or less, tilt towards the more positive. Mikol ze yuchal ha'adam nitvonen et goden midat ha'chesed. From all this we could see the greatness of this trait of kindness. V'ashrei mi shemitabek bakaroi. Praised is he who clings to this trait as is fitting. Shezoche lechol dorotav ha'baim acharav v'chanal. For he merits not only for himself, but for all future generations, as we explained earlier. The gifts that Hashem promises is that the future generations will have wealth, will have wisdom, will have honor. These are gifts that are promised to the future generations if a person clings to the trait of chesed.